Massachusetts cannabis businesses are starting to sell new vaping products. This after cannabis regulators gave them the green light to sell the vaping products again, as long as they're newly manufactured and undergo additional testing. WBUR's Ininjor and Wameka went to a manufacturing facility to see the process underway.
To make these vaping products, you start with a cannabis plant, several of them. Gene Ray is the lab director at Garden Remedies Cultivation Facility in Fitchburg.
We're in these rooms just smelling as many different strains as possible to figure out which one that we will want to keep for extraction or which one they will keep for actual sellable flower.
Garden Remedies grows cannabis and makes marijuana products in this 86,000 square foot facility. The plants are dried and ground up, then go through an extraction process to create cannabis oil.
So once it is extracted, we're left with this crude extract, and then we'll take it to this machine here. It's simply just stripping away the unnecessaries and distilling the actual concentrated THC. So we're targeting THC.
Yeah, it looks really thick and sticky, kind of like a honey or something.
Exactly. So this would be the product that we will give to the kitchen department and they will make their edibles with. And then this would be one of the ingredients for our vape oil.
Ray says the vape oil consists of that thick, more concentrated oil that's thinned out with a natural compound found in cannabis called terpenes. It takes up to an hour to make the vape oil. In the last week, Garden Remedies made 13 batches of different vape oils.
This one is Tangerine Haze. Okay. And let's see Deadhead OG. Smells
okay.
Slightly different.
Yeah, that smells different.
Yeah.
But before these products can hit store shelves, samples have to be tested by an independent lab. There are just two in the state, which could create a bottleneck because Garden Remedies isn't the only company looking to get their products approved. Cannabis regulators told businesses they could start selling vape products again, but they have to be manufactured on or after December 12th. Amanda Rossitano is the president of New England Treatment Access.
We are trying to produce as many vapes as we can to meet what we expect to be a very high demand.
The two testing labs say they're ready for the demand. Michael Kahn is the president of MCR Labs. He says his lab has already received over 200 vape samples for testing.
There's going to be some patches where we might experience, you know, minor delays due to increased volume. But overall, it's something that we're built for and we should be able to handle.
New regulations now require marijuana vaping cartridges to be tested for vitamin E acetate, which federal health officials believe is the culprit in a wave of vaping-related lung illnesses. The new products will also be screened for heavy metals and other contaminants. Brianna Cassidy is the chief science officer at CDX Analytics, the other marijuana testing lab in Massachusetts.
The method that we developed is efficient, and it will allow us to be able to process and analyze a lot of samples. So I expect that we'll be able to keep up with the demand.
The Cannabis Control Commission says it will track new vaping products to make sure companies are following the rules. Older marijuana vaping products still remain under quarantine. The commission has tested samples of those products, and none has had vitamin E acetate, that chemical of concern in the lung illness cases. Lab results for the new vaping products can't come soon enough for Gene Ray at Garden Remedies.
I'm just kind of like pretty much just waiting on the emails to see all the test results. Once the test results come back and it's like everything passed, then we will give it to the packaging department. They will put in a machine that actually fills all the vapes.
From there, the products will get sent to Garden Remedies' three dispensaries. And per new rules, the products will have new labels listing any additives and notifying customers about the risk of vaping. Meanwhile, state regulators continue to investigate the cause of the vaping-related lung illnesses. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wameka.